Today's episode is on short reports, or informal and interim reports. These are the Rodney Dangerfield of reports, which is to say they just don't get any respect. They're like the younger child, the shorter sibling. You just don't get this respect of the bigger, the older kids. Well, the majority of your writing at work will involve writing informal or short reports. When we think of reports, we often imagine the heavy, the thick, the massive texts that are every worker's nightmare. If they have to write them. Success as a writer at work, though, may very well depend on your ability to master the short report. So to write clearly, concisely, and quickly about work-related topics. Today's podcast episode is based on Chapter 11 of our new book, Business Communication Rhetorical Situations, which is available from Broadview Press. That's broadviewpress.com. We've divided the chapter up into three sections. The first is on activity reports. Now, sometimes these different kinds of terms like status reports, activity reports, progress reports, they're sometimes seen as interchangeable. There's some subtle differences among them, but typically they get organized this way. So it starts with some kind of introduction or project description where you're summarizing the project, your progress, any obstacles you overcame, and whether or not the project is on time. You're next going to have a section on work completed. So detail task by task what you've done, evaluate your progress, describe any problems you've encountered, and note what you've learned from others. The third major section is work remaining. So we just did work done. Here's what still needs to be done. And then the last section, and this is only applicable if there's a budget, is the cost section. So where are you with that? And then finally, you're going to conclude with something called an assessment of progress so far. Sometimes you could call it a generic conclusion and recommendations, but usually that's pretty brief. Now, when you're writing a status report, here are some things that readers are expecting to find. So they're expecting a descriptive title to tell them what the report's about. They're also expecting a summary so that they can just skim this and very quickly get up to speed on it. They also want a discussion of how the work contributes to the organization's larger goals. That's why is it relevant? And a report on positive or negative project development so that they can learn from how you've solved those challenges. So that's the first section of the short report chapter. The second section is about trip reports. Now, there's no way I can talk about that in today's context without noting many, many people aren't doing trips anymore. Maybe we should call this Zoom reports or something, where people talk about their Zoom meetings. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure how relevant that is anymore. I guess people still do some business trips and whatnot, but simply not on a scale that they used to do them. Which sort of gives an entree to the third part of the chapter, which we've organized around what are called meeting reports. It's for sure true now that many, many people are having a lot more meetings, a lot of them online, if not all of them online these days. And so the meeting report is an important genre, in fact, outsized importance than to what it used to be. So a meeting report is an informal report that records details about a meeting to provide a permanent record of what happened, who attended and said what decisions were made, and what work remains for subsequent meetings. They're sometimes called meeting minutes. So meeting reports are often kept by the secretary of an organization or an administrative assistant of the division and circulated prior to the next meeting. So that sort of gets everybody up to speed. If you hadn't been at that previous meeting, here's what happened so you can kind of know what's going on. So as a writer, your purpose in writing the minutes, the things you want to accomplish are things like this: to show that your group makes well thought out and significant decisions, to demonstrate that the group works hard and accomplishes things, and to illustrate the proficiency and accuracy of your own communication skills. Believe me, people do notice good minutes. I mean, I've been at meetings with the minutes were not remarked on, not helpful because the detail wasn't there, it wasn't clear about what happened at the previous one. Really good minutes, though, are really appreciated. And so they're a core function. I think it's a place where people can shine and they don't sort of understand that necessarily. So how do you organize minutes? Well, typically you give the committee or group name, the date of the meeting, the location. You give a summary of follow-up actions and individuals responsible for the follow-up by date. You list the individuals who are present, also the ones who are absent or invited and or didn't show up. You list the agenda items, and then you list a discussion for each agenda item. So a background to the item, a discussion of the item, and the outcome or decision or action plan, whatever is appropriate to that item. The last thing in the minutes usually is the next meeting date and the proposed agenda for that. That proposed agenda may or may not be decided at that point. So the audience for meeting minutes is tricky. There are many different ones. There's the members of the committee, and they're the initial audience, right? I mean, the ones who did not attend, but also the ones who did. They want to see if what you wrote up was accurate. There's also gatekeeper audiences, so administrative staff who are evaluating the work of the committee. There's a secondary audience. That could be the head of a committee interested in the issues that the group has worked on. And then there could be also a watchdog committee. So sometimes minutes can be used in various other kinds of proceedings, often legal proceedings, in order to see what was talked about and who knew what when, that kind of thing. So audiences for minutes are sophisticated. There's a lot of things going on there, and that affects the way in which they're written. Well, that does it for short reports. Thanks for listening. My name is Roger Graves. For more information about our book, please visit our website, wecanwrite.ca.